So this morning, we're going to look at something very important.
那今天早上呢，我们要来看一些非常重要的事情。
That will be the last beatitude we're looking at.
我们今天就看一下最后的那个天国八福的最后一幅。
And that is the also the most important one.
那也是最重要的一个。
So the reason why that is the last one, because God wants us to learn something extremely important in our life.
为什么这是最后一个呢？这是因为神要我们学习最重要的一个啊，人生最重要的。
And we were called to do this.
那我们呼召就是为了做这个事情。
Okay, let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, 11, and 12.
那我们翻到马太福音第五章。等一下，不好意思，我孩子在闹，你等一下哈。
Okay,
要不我来翻译？
哦，行，好，谢谢。
辛苦了。
Okay.So, Elvin, the first you turn to Matthew chapter 5, 10, 11, 12.
好的，稍等一下，我再找。
好。
Chapter 5, right?
Yeah, chapter 5. Verse 10, 11, and 12.
好，找到了。
Okay, so you're going to read the Chinese.
好，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Thank you.
English.
In English, is that the blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Just reminded you that when the blessed means eternally blessed, it's not.
这里说到有福的是指永恒里的有福。
Most people will stop at the verse 10, but actually in Matthew, he tried to explain a little bit more, one more time.
因为通常呢到了第十节就停了，但是马太在这里他又往前更，就加了更多的内容。
Yeah, he gives the details of persecution is about insulting, falsely say something evil to you, and oppress you with all kinds of methods.
这里面讲到就是人家是怎么样逼迫你们、辱骂你们，而且加上各种各样的一种方式。
Verse 12 is about evenIn this situation, the Christian will be still rejoice in the law.
这第十二节呢，就讲到说，即使在这样的情形里面，基督徒呢仍然是有大喜乐。
Not only that, that is a great reward in heaven. Then God going to give us.
不只是这样的，而且在天上神还会给我们大赏赐。
Because that's not the end of the story in this life.
因为在这个生命当中，现在的这个生命当中，这不是真正的故事的结束。
Actually, it's just the beginning. It's like the first page of the life of book.
而是这是刚刚开始，就好像是第一页。
That's why, God has something eternally more for us. And in heaven, each chapter is better than the one before. That's exciting.
这就是为什么讲到这是永恒里的祝福，因为在天国里面的每一样都是、非常的美好的。
Each page, each chapter in heaven is better than the one before. It goes on eternally.
在天国里面的每一页每一个篇章都是比以前远远要好的。
Our life in heaven is much, much more than our earthly life.
我们将来在天上的生活比这个地上好的远远的多。
That's why Peter, in his letter, 1 Peter, he admonished us to focus on the heavenly thing.
这就是为什么在彼得前书里面，彼得提醒我们要把定睛在天上。
Not just Paul advises us, and also Peter is the beloved disciple of Christ.
不只是使徒保罗，彼得，使徒彼得也是一样教我们同样的这方面内容。
So that's why life is not supposed to be very happy. Why? Because that's not the end of the story.
这就是为什么虽然这个地上、你有很多的不快乐，但是这不是真正的最后的结局。
It's like a movie, that's only the first minute.
就好像这是电影，这只是电影的刚刚的第一分钟的故事而已。
So we have to wait until the eternity to complete the story.
所以我们必须得等到天上才能够完成这真正的故事。
That's why we are not completely happy here, because God has better things.In store for us in heaven.
这就是为什么在地上我们并没有完全的快乐，因为神在天上已经预备了更多给我们。
Not only that, the great reward in heaven is far outweighed the little reward in life.
而且不仅如此，在天上的这个赏赐远远是大过于这个地上的。小小的赏赐而已。
So that's why God allows significant dissatisfaction in our life, and so we will not attach to it.
所以这就是为什么神让我们地上的这个、不会就太多的这个、就是跟这个地上的一个很大的那个连接。
Not only that, he allows significant dissatisfaction in this life, so we will not attach and looking forward to heaven.
而且这好像神是有意的，让我们不会在这个地上得到这个完全的这个满足，使得我们会去更期待这个天上，那才是真正的。
Not only that, significant dissatisfaction, Alvin.
就是
很多的苦难，
极大的不满足。
That's a part of the plan.
这是他的计划。
And that's why, in this suffering, we enable us to grow into the maturity of Christ instead of.Focus on the temporary thing.
而这地上的这苦难呢，会使得我们更加能够长出这个基督的身量。
From God's perspective, life is a test.
从神的角度，这个地上的生命呢，就是一个大试炼。
It's a fiery tribulation.Because that's part of God's plan.
这是充满火的一个、一个苦难。
If we endure it, if we endure it, that will be great reward in heaven.
如果你忍受过来的话，你在天上会有大赏赐。
That's why verse 10, Jesus talking about, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kind of evil against you, because you are blessed eternally.
这就是为什么讲到第十一节说，人要辱骂你们，逼迫你们，依照各样的坏话回报你们，对，因为你们是有福的。
It goes against our mindset of, hey, Christians supposed to be happy, everything will be smooth, and I will entertain myself until I die.
这完全是跟我们头脑里所想象的是相反的。我们都觉得基督徒应该是非常的欢喜，非常的快乐。
God has a better plan for us.
但神却有更好的计划。
The earthly, blessing is so little.
地上的祝福
cannot compare to the heavenly, blessings.
实在地上的祝福实在太少太小了，跟天上的是完全是没法比的。
That's why God will give us some difficult time, especially some enemies. So we will overcome evil with good.And trust in His power.
这就是为什么神给我们地上的苦难，让我们面对这些敌人，使得我们能够，sorry, I'm gonna miss the last part.
So in order that we will have love and faith and hope in Him, so we will be rewarded in heaven.
所以以至于我们能够真正的长出这个仁爱、信心和盼望。
Human nature is that without pain, we will not do anything. We are lazy.
我们人的天性就是，如果说没有一点痛苦的话，我们就是非常的懒惰。
We want to be comfortable. We want to be entertained. We want to be served.
我们希望轻松自如，而且有极大的娱乐。
But the Bible probably has the opposite will from God's perspective.
但是圣经上从神的角度里面却是完全不一样。
The tough time, suffering is a blessing in disguise.
在苦难当中，这个苦难却是一种祝福。
Yeah. So we'll look at the Bible today and understand Jesus' teaching, not my teaching. My teaching on myself, I want to enjoy everything in this life and enjoy the next life too. But it doesn't work this way.
这不是圣经上说的，圣经上耶稣却讲的是完全是不一样的。如果说是我的教导的话，那我们倒希望是快快乐的。享受这一切，一切都美好。
Jesus wants us to focus on the heavenly thing because this is where our home is. That's where the kingdom is. That is an eternal blessing.
Compared, 耶稣是要让我们定睛在天上，因为那个天上才是真正的国，才是永恒的祝福。
God wants our Father.Wants to give us the best blessing, not the temporary one.
天父是要给我们永恒的祝福，不是暂时的。
So that's why each suffering we have on earth, we can endure it. We trust God. God not only help us to overcome, secondly, that will be a great reward in heaven for each endurance we face.
神呢，他会帮助我们经过这个地上的一切的苦难，我们能够忍受的过来。
And that's reward for each time we endure.
而且我们每一次这个啊忍耐这个苦难的时候呢，我们都会有赏赐。
That's why eternally blessed are the one who persecuted. That's the three verses for that instead of one verse.
这就是第十节里面，其实这里面是有三个小节的等于。
And we turn to Luke. Luke in chapter 6 talk about the same thing, but Luke is even more and more in detail.
我们看一下路加福音第六章，第六章路加福音里面会有更详尽的内容。等一下我翻一下。
Starting at the verse 20. Yeah, it talk about summarize it in poor people, in the people who are hungry, people are the hatred, and these three verses. So in Luke, they focus on only one aspect. That's the last one, verse 10 in Matthew. Luke focus on the most important one.
在路加福音里面，这边也有讲到，就是贫穷的人，然后人会恨我你们，辱骂你们。这部分呢，他只有讲到这后面的这部分呢，就是刚好对应的，就是马太福音第十节里面的。
Okay, look, Alvin, you read verse 20, 21, 22.
Yes.耶稣举目看着门徒说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
Continue, yeah.
你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。
OkayLook, summarize, if you're persecuted, if people hate you, exclude you, insult you, you become poor, hungry, you will become sad. This is eternally blessed.
So, 这里面主要是说人家恨过你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，你又贫穷又饥饿，却说你们有福了。
Okay, we continue to read the 23,
24, 25, 26. Alvin, go on. 好，我们继续23, 24, 25。当那日你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，他们的祖宗代先知也是这样，但你们富足的人有福了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿；你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。
26.
人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。
Jesus used the contrast to further explain the truth.Of blessings in persecution.
耶稣这里面通过一种强烈的对比的方式来表达这个真正的这个赏赐和这个祝福。
You think you're poor, you're persecuted in this life, you are nobody. But at the same time, 23rd, you will be rejoicing not only now and in heaven.And your reward will be great because you can do it.
这边讲的时候，你虽然又贫穷又饥饿，又被人辱骂，又被人逼迫，但是却说你要欢喜跳跃，而且不仅如此，你还有这天上的极大的赏赐。
From God's perspective, that is a matter of fact.
从神的角度。来让我们看见这是个事实的真实的情况。
You think you have a good life?
你觉得你有很好的生活
comfortable life?
很有平安的舒服的生活。
25th, and you are well fed now.
第25节说你吃的也好。
You are very happy in this life. Pleasure, a lot of pleasures.
你在世上也过得非常的好，有许多的快乐。
And you don't cry, right? People really recommend you or praise you.
而且人家也常常都在表扬你，说你很好。
You have the reputation and status of a looking out for number one, and you are ambitious.
And 你有非常好的声誉声望，而且你越来越接近，基本上没问题，很快就接近第一，就是排行第一了。
You feel you are successful.
你觉得你非常的成功。
And your dream. But it's a matter of fact, God said, you are poor.
神却说你是贫穷的。
Because you will not have eternal blessings.
因为你没有永恒的祝福。
Because you focus on the earthly thing, your time spent on all these things, those are eternally useless.
因为你把时间精力都放在这个地上的话呢，你的这一切都是白费的。
Jesus said, "You cannot serve the world and serve me. Serve money and serve God. It doesn't work."
就说你不能又侍奉这个世界，又侍奉神，也不可能侍奉金钱，又侍奉主。这
So,
不是这样的。
In other teaching, Jesus emphasizes store up treasure in heaven. Your rich fool, they are foolish to focus on this world.
这主耶稣也在另外一个地方讲到的说，你要把这个这财宝记在这个天上。
The rich fool, the story of rich fool is in Luke chapter 12 is that.Oh, I have a lot of money, but Jesus said, today will be the last day of your life.
这个有一个富有的愚昧人，他觉得说我已经有一切都充足了，但是主说今天你的命要被夺去。
That's in Luke 12.
在路加福音第十二章呢。
You can read that. It's very educational story. It's the,
你可以去读在十二章，这是非
常 the parable.The terrible contrast, the rich and the poor in heaven is the reverse, the poor become the rich.
在天上却是相反的，贫穷的要变富足，富足的要变贫穷。
That is in also the teaching of the Holy Spirit in Revelation.
这也是在这个启示录里面教导的。
In chapter 2, the church of Mysia. God said, the Holy Spirit said, you are poor, yet you are rich.
在这个启示录第二章里面，有示美拉教会，主耶稣也是对他说，你虽然是贫穷的，但是你是富足的。
To the Laodicea, it says, you are rich, but you are actually poor and naked.
而对老底家教会说，你们虽然富足，你们却是贫穷的，也是赤身露体的。
Jesus talked, the Holy Spirit talking about the eternal reward and the eternal thing. You must prepare to go home.
圣灵启示的是永恒的，是在天国里面的。我们得要准备好了，因为这是才是我们真正的天上的家。
And in John chapter 18,Jesus said, my kingdom is not in this world. If my kingdom in this world, I will fight for it.
主耶稣在这个约翰福音第十八章里面也讲到说，我的国不是地上的国。如果我的国是地上的国的话，那将会
会为他而征战。
And play, ask Jesus, do you know I can send you to death?
比拉多对主耶稣说，你知道我可以置你于死吗？
But Jesus said, without the power given to you, you cannot do anything.
但是主耶稣说，如果没有从上头来的权柄给你的话，你什么都做不了。
And not only that, Jesus here is talking about God's kingdom is not here. God's kingdom, eternal kingdom in heaven. Now the time here is short, but still very important because it will determine the reward in heaven.
而且在这边说，主也是讲的说，这时间并不长，所以你们要赶紧要看好这个，因为这个是真正决定你将来的赏赐的事情。
And in Luke chapter 12 again, and Matthew chapter 20, same thing, Jesus said, you must be ready because tomorrow may be the last day I will come in, the second coming of Christ. Then the whole world will be stopped.
应该是讲到这个路加福音第十二章，然后马太福音第二十章那个地方讲到说，主要说是讲到这个世界的末了。Sorry, Doug, I missed your last point.
You must be ready. You must be ready.
对，你要准备好了。
To face God, because that will be a judgment time.
要面对我们的神，因为将来会是有一个审判。
So here.The Jesus talking about, hey, suffering is not necessarily bad. Actually, it's a blessing in disguise. And having a good time here, not necessarily good. Because you must give account to God.
所以在这里面呢，我们可以看到，就是说患难并不坏。而是一个化了妆的祝福。
On the contrary, having a good time here is not necessarily good because God will judge you.
因为在地上呢，你即使过得很快乐，这也并不是完全就是好的，因为将来我们都要面临审判。
God's standards that will give you enough to provide your daily bread, you must be content.And the rest of time, you must serve God with your time, energy, everything.
所以在地上的神会供应你我们每日的饮食，我们常常服侍神，到神的面前来服侍他。
So here, it Jesus talk about, hey, you are as a Christian, people will.Persecute you, exclude you, insult you, means those are the enemy of Christians.
所以这里面这些人呢，他逼迫你呢，他们都是基督徒的敌人。
Jesus talking about here is love your enemy and do your enemy, that it will be eternally blessed.
但是神却让我们去爱我们的仇敌。我们将会得到这个永恒的祝福。
Those persecute you, you don't resist them. You don't say, "Hey, I'm run away." No, Jesus said, "You must face them with joy and know your reward in heaven is great." When people do this, you submit to God's plan, which is participate in the suffering.
主耶稣却叫我们说要去欢喜快乐的去面对他们。
That's why here Jesus in Luke chapter 6 is more realistic. Right away, you're talking about how to love your enemy, starting at 27 to 36 in chapter 6.
这里面还是讲到这个 ，Sorry, Doug, I missed you.
Yeah, from Verse 27
从第二十七节
to 36, Jesus teaches us how to love your enemy.
从二十七到三十六节这个地方，这边主耶稣的教我们要怎么样去爱我们的仇敌。
You must pass the test because enemy is the one who will persecute you.
我们要经过这个测试，因为这个仇敌他会来逼迫我们。
So if you read the news, you know a little bit about a lot of countries is persecuting Christians.
如果你读新闻的话呢，你会听说过有很多的国家呢，有基督徒被逼迫。
Including China. China is number 43 in the persecution out of the 190 countries in the world.
甚至是包括中国，在100个排在前100被逼迫的这个在国家
number,
基督徒被逼迫的这个国家里面
last year is at number 43.
中国是排第43。
Number one is North Korea.
第一是朝鲜。
And the rest is all in Middle East. The Afghanistan and all the Saudi Arabia.
其他的都是在中东，像阿富汗啊、沙特阿拉伯这些地方。
And after that is India and Pakistan and Indonesia.
印度、巴基斯坦、印度尼西亚。
Last year, China closed around close to 3,000 churches.
去年中国已经关了3000多个教会。
And arrest a lot of Christians. Last year, you have 1,400 Christians.Arrest, jail without charge.
而且是去年有1400的基督徒被关在这监狱里面，而且没有任何的这个审判，就直接就关在监狱里面。
That will be. We'll pray for the Chinese Christian because that is starting some persecution there.
我们要为基督徒，中国的基督徒祷告，因为他也是面临逼迫在那里。
Although it's not the worst, but it's on the top 50. China persecute Christians, start to crack down on them.
虽然中国的基督徒不是受的迫害是最严重的，但是也是前五十。
And last year, the how many people were killed in as martyrs in the world is around 3,000.
去年有3000的这个基督徒被杀害，他们是殉道的。
But this year even more, it's up 60%. Up to now, it's around 4,700 already.
今年确实
martyred for Christ.
今年确实更多，有4700基督徒被杀害，他们殉道了。
To die for Christ.Because of the belief, mostly in Muslim country.
因着是他们信主的缘故，大部分他们都是在穆斯林国家。
They discriminate in employment, in social activity, and in everything, healthcare, or even collectively persecuted by their family.
他们呢，在这个社会上呢，在这个就是各个系统里面，他们都是受到迫害的，甚至是从自己家人都会迫害。
And my friend in France, my sister's friend in France, if you believe Christ, and the young girl said, the family will abandon you.
在法国，我的姐姐那里就有回教徒，他们也讲了说，如果他们的家人要是信主的话呢，他们全家人都会抛弃他。
And woman.Even worse in Muslim country, it's called double persecution. Means as a woman already minority, at the same time they'll persecute you, rape you, or do all kind of thing to you, right? In order to get you out of Christianity.
如果是妇女的话，那就更惨了，因为在妇女的话，本来他们就是属于弱势地位，对于他们来说是等于是双重逼迫。
So in North America, we are comfortable. We don't feel that.
所以在这个北美的话，我们真的是非常的舒服，非常自然。我们自己都感觉。
Because we are Christian country.
因为我们是基督教国家。
But don't forget, a lot of people still, because of believing Christ, they have to sacrifice their life.
但不要忘记，就是很多的基督徒是因着他们的信仰，他们付出极大的代价。
That's what Jesus is talking about here. Jesus is addressing this generation.
这就是主耶稣在这里说的，他是对这个时代所说的。
But no matter what happened, we still love our enemy. That's amazing.
不管怎么样，我们仍然爱我们的仇敌，这是很奇妙的事。
Because eternally, that is a blessing. We don't need to avenge ourselves.
因为我们在永恒里是有祝福的，所以我们不需要复仇在这里。
Let's look at Jesus how he did that. First in Luke chapter 23, we don't have time to read that. 34, you talk, and it about a story. Jesus was persecuted. Now he was in the court with two other criminals.
好，那我们因为时间，我们可能不去读那边。但这讲的就是主耶稣呢，跟另外两个罪犯一起同受同钉十字架。
And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing."
当主耶稣在那个时候被那些士兵给逼迫的时候，他说：“父啊，求你赦免他们。”
And also the two criminals, one of criminals say, "Hey, why don't you save yourself? You are the Son of God, right?"
其中一个跟他同钉十字架的这个罪犯就跟他说：“你为什么不救你自己呢？你不是神的孩子吗？神的儿子。”
The soldier, the Roman soldier also said, "Hey, you are Son of God. You know why don't you save yourself?" They mock him.
那些罗马士兵也嘲笑他说：“你是神儿子，你为什么不救自己呢？”
The people around the cross when Jesus was in the crucifixion, and people around there say, "Why don't you come down, save yourself?"
周围的人在旁边看也是这样认为：“你为什么不能救自己呢？”
Jesus knew because that was God's plan for him, he must sacrifice.And finish God's will.
主耶稣却知道这是神的计划，他要完成父的旨意。
So by the same token, we must accept God's arrangement. And here we are in North America. Our persecution is a different kind, but still we have to love our enemy. And in Middle East, it's different. They're really facing life and death. But no matter what, we still have to love.
在北美这里我们经历的这个逼迫是不太一样，跟这个中东的是不太一样。中东的他们是真的是面临这个生命的死亡，但是呢不管是怎么样，我们仍然要爱我们的仇敌。
Why is very simple. Romans chapter 5:5 talking about we were enemy before but God forgave us and adopt us as sonSo, that's why we must love our enemy too, because God loved us.
原因很简单，在罗马书第五章里面就讲到说，因为我们过去也是神的仇敌，但是神却原谅了我们，所以我们现在却能够爱我们的仇敌。
We do everything against God. We are sinful. We are sinners, but God turned us around. Now we are saved, become the children of God. So that's why...God loved us and turned us into his son. We must do the same to love the enemy.
因为过去做的事情也是与神为敌，但现在是神把我们的翻转过来的，使得我们一个全新的这个样子，所以我们也能够仍然继续去爱我们的。
So Jesus set the example for us. Even he can ask a legion of angels.Jesus said, actually, 12 legions of angels to help him, but he won't do it. because this is not his kingdom.
主耶稣甚至说他都可以差遣这个十二营的这个天使来拯救他救他，但是他却没有这样做，是因为这是他要完成的父的旨意。
Each legion is around 3,000 soldiers. 12 legions is around over 30,000, 36, right? 36,000 angels.
一个营的话是大概是三千，但如果是十二个营的话，那大概就是36,000的天使。
And each angel, according to the Bible, some instant, one angel can destroy an army of 185,000.
你想想，就是一个天使，他可以杀害这个军队的士兵的话是185,000。
I mean, close to 200,000 soldiers.
哦，就是二十万的这个士兵，是吗？
So Jesus did not save himself because that's not important. This is part of the plan on earth. Because our eternal blessings is in heaven, right? My kingdom is in heaven. So we must have the same attitude.
所以对于主耶稣来说，这个天国就是他的家。所以我们也应该要同样的这个心态。
So Jesus call us, we will call to love our enemy, and in verse 27 to 36 is how we love the enemy. Jesus show us.
所以在27到这36节这个地方呢，就是讲到主耶稣就是教导我们是怎么样去爱我们的仇敌。
Means the same thing, how we love the one who persecute us.
同样的意思就是我们要去爱那逼迫我们的。
That if you do that, that will be a great reward in heaven.
如果我们这样去做，我们就在天上会有大赏赐。
Because that's part of the plan. Not everybody will have the like the Christian in Middle East to face death, but we have other tests we must pass too.
这是计划中的一部分，虽然我们不是像中东的像他们的那样，但是我们也是仍然有一些神的计划。
So what's the great reward if we can endure love our enemy, right? It means unconditionally love the unlovable.
所以我们仍然去爱我们的仇敌，我们是爱那些不可爱的。
In our daily life we always encounter someone whoWe must love even they are unloving, unlovable, unlovely.
所以在这个地上呢，我们要去爱那些不可爱的。
And even Jesus, some of them is in our family, is your very family.
甚至他们当中有些是我们的家人，就是我们真正自己家里的人。
Probably husband.Wife and even children.
可能是先生太太和孩子。
Sometimes they become your enemy.
有时候他们就像你的仇敌一样。
Or sometimes maybe your boss at work or your co-worker.
可能就是你的老板或者是你的同事。
Or sometimes really, someone hate you for no reason.
或者是有的时候就是有人无缘无故的就是恨。
And we must learn how to love the unlovely, be gracious to them.
我们要学习去爱那些不可爱的，要恩慈待他们。
So we will look at 27 to 36, how are we going to do it?
Okay, 我们看27节到36节
read,
看看主耶稣教你怎么样去做。 好的，我来。 You read the Chinese. 就是我告诉你们这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。有人打你这边的脸，那边的脸也由他打，有人夺你的东西去，不要再要回来。你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。 你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也是这样行。你们若借给人，指望从他收回，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也借给罪人，要如数收回。你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大了。你们也必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那万恩的和作恶的。你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
好。Yes, we will look at this verse to find there's a nine different action. How to love the one who persecute us.
我们来看这些这些章节，这里面有九个动作教导我们怎么样去爱我们的仇敌。
Yeah. It's not the great reward, it's not the, if you don't follow God's way,to face our enemy, that's no reward.
如果我们不是按照这个主的教导去面对我们的仇敌的话，我们没有赏赐。
The great reward is the we follow what God wants us to do, and we know this is only a test. It's temporary.
我们的赏赐呢是遵照着神教导我们去做的，而且这个呢是一个试验，而这是暂时的。
Okay, let's look at verse 27. The first thing is that you must agape them, meaning you must love them unconditionally, whoever they are.
这里面二十七节是提醒我们要去爱他们，是无条件的爱，是 agape 的。
Because God's love is unconditional.
因为神的爱是无条件的爱。
Secondly,Those who hate you, you must do good to them.
要恨你们的，你要对他们好，待他们好。
Do good means you continue.
待他们好的意思。
To help them, to feed them, to do anything beneficial to them.
意思是不停止去帮助他，喂养他们，而且是做些仍然是对他们益处的事。
28.
28.
Do not curse them, only bless them.
不要咒诅他们，只为他们祝福。
If they do evil to you, you not only curse them in before God, you actually bless them. Ask God to wish them well, and ask God to help them.To change them.
他们逼迫我们，不仅我们不咒诅他们，我们为他们祝福、祷告，让神来帮助他们。
Bless their family.
祝福他们的家人。
They will turn around and repent. Bless everything.
祷告他们会回转，祷而回转悔改，回向神。
And turn the head again. Pray for them.
为他们祷告。28节。
And 29, if they need something, give it to them.
29节就提到就说，如果他们有什么需要，就给他们。
And if they slap you on your face, you let them, because the Bible said, do not resist devil.
如果他们打你的脸，你就由他打，因为圣经说就是不要跟这个仇敌对抗。
Do not resist evil, because if you use evil to resist evil, an eye for an eye, then we become evil.
不要以恶报恶，不要就是不要以眼还眼。
If he slap your face, you slap back. What's the reward?
如果他打你的脸，你也打回他，没有任何赏赐。
Right? If people crucify Jesus come down to crucify them, what is the reward?
如果是他们钉耶稣上十字架，主耶稣下来反过来钉他们的话，那有什么赏赐呢？
Of course, Jesus can retaliate, but Jesus said, no, don't do evil. Instead, replay evil with good.
当然，主耶稣他可以反过来去向他们复仇，当时，但是主却没有这样做。他主呢，却是啊、以善去以善胜恶。
Jesus' teaching is always bless instead of curse. Repay evil with good.
就是我们却是以那个以善待恶。
Romans chapter 12 even talk about to overcome evil with good. If they need something, they need food, they need anything, give them.
在罗马福音罗马书第十二章里面讲到的是说、以善胜恶，如果他们需要什么就给他们。
Always overcome evil with good, with love, with blessing.
永远都是以善胜恶，用着爱，用着祝福。
And do not take revenge, because let God do it, because God has His time. We are here to bless people. Christian is a blessing to other people.
不要自己生的，让神去做。
So in 29, say, if slap your face, let them slap. If they take your stuff, let them take. It's not stupid. That is the teaching of Jesus. Means you don't.Use evil, use force, use to resist them, because by doing that, you are in the same category.
这里面啊，二十九节这边讲的时候，他如果打我们的脸，我们由他打；他夺我们的衣服，我们由他夺去。而不是说他对我们做什么，我们也对他做什么。如果是这样的话呢，那我们就跟他是同类的。
And because God will bless us, they can take all these things because God will provide for us again.
就是他们把我们身上夺走了这些东西呢，神会还过，会回过头来，会继续来补供应给我们。
If we love the lovable, what's the reward? Why to be a Christian?
我们是爱那些可爱的人的话，这有什么赏赐呢？
God's love is He loves.Sinner, he loves enemy. That is the climax of love.
神的爱却是爱那些罪人，那些与神为敌的人，这是爱的高潮。
So that's why 32, 33 is that if you love the lovable, if you are nice to the people who is nice to you, what's the credit?
所以第三十二、第三十三节这里面就提到说，我们爱呢，爱我们的人。对啊，我们去那个善待那些善待我们的人，这有什么赏赐呢
？And not only that, the in 35, in 34, talk about
四节
even you lend money to the to your enemy if they need that.
甚至他们需要的时候，你借贷给他们。
But actually, not lending.Is a giveaway because Jesus said, "Do not expect them to pay you back."
而且这里面几乎就等于就是白送给他们了，甚至说指望着不从他们那里收回来。
Now, of course, this is against your normal mindset. You know, that's against human nature.
这真的是不是普通人所想的。
And that's why we have to learn to do that, because that will be great reward.In heaven, not only in heaven, our the Bible, not only in heaven, God will give you back on earth too. But the focus on heaven.
这个就是我们所要学习的。这赏赐呢，不仅是天上的这个赏赐，而且在这个地上的神其实也会供应回给我们。
God will provide you enough in Jesus Christ.
神会给我们足够的供应。
But If you do that, love your enemy, give away your things to them, your reward will be great in heaven. That is a 35.
在三十五节，如果说你愿意就是给人不指望偿还的话，你在天上的赏赐是大的。
remember this verse 35, great reward in heaven. In 23, chapter 6, 23, also great reward in heaven. That is right in the after the persecution. Means the great reward in heaven is for the one who is accept the persecution. At the same time, the one who loves the enemy do not resist them, accept God's plan, there will be great reward.
这讲了这个大的赏赐呢，就是前面这个第二就是刚好就在这个逼迫你的那个地方之后，就讲到说你会有这个大的赏赐。这个大的赏赐呢，就是
and also in Matthew chapter 5:5 is the same word, great reward.
在这个马太福音第五章第五节里面是同样的，然后第五章第十节里也是同样的这个意思，甚至同样的一个希腊的字也是这样表达的。
Why? Because now when you love your enemy, love the unlovable, and be gracious to them, and bless instead of curse, because that you are most like God now, because God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. That is at the end of verse 35.
为什么要这样做呢？为什么要去善待那些仇敌呢？就为他们祝福呢？是因为我们的神也是这样，他是恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。
So you must be merciful because your heavenly Father is merciful.
所以你们要慈悲呢，是因为就是我们的父是慈悲的，就是像我们的父慈悲一样。
We love the enemy not because we are foolish, it's because we are wise, because we look at things eternally and we follow God's instruction.
我们去爱我们的仇敌不是一种愚蠢的行为，而是一个真正的是聪明的行为，因为我们在天上是有永恒的祝福的。
And also on earth, God willThe Bible, other part of the Bible, he'll protect you to strengthen you, and also just earthly reward too.
而且在圣经其他的地方也有讲到说，这样的话呢，神会反过来在地上呢，会祝福你，会供应你，会坚固你。
The first blessing is you turn your enemy into not an enemy.
第一个祝福就是那个敌人去翻转过来。不再成为你的敌人。
Some even you turn it to be your friend, because
甚至他们中间会成为你的朋友。
Because they are overcome by your goodness, the good deed.
因为他们被你的善所胜过。
Some even become a Christian because they realize the love of God is tremendous.
甚至他们会变成了基督徒，因为他意识到这个天父的爱是何等的不一样。
And in this way, that's the blessing, to turn the enemy into, according to God's will.
所以在从这个角度来看呢，这是一个祝福，从神的角度来看。
And not only that, now,
不仅如此,
inside you, you don't have hatred, you have peace.
现在在你里面就没有这种愤怒，没有这个恨恶，而是一种。
That's why before persecution, Christians are peacemaker, because they are called children of God.
这就是为什么在面对这个逼迫的时候呢，我们基督徒呢，就是前面那个地方，就是说基督徒呢是一个使人和睦的。
So we were called by Jesus, by the Bible, to.Love the enemy and to accept suffering.
所以主耶稣呢，在这个圣经里面就教我们呢，要去要接纳我们的仇敌。
Because the reward is great in heaven and also reward on earth, although it's temporary, that will be reward too.
所以我们这是因为我们天上是有赏赐的。不仅在天上的地上也有赏赐的，因为这个地上的虽然也只是暂时的。
So this is not an option. We were called Jesus calling to suffer, calling to love enemy.
所以我们是被呼召去面对这样的这个困苦，而且是 sorry, don't I missed that part.
Yeah, to love enemy.
而去爱我们的仇敌。
So the calling is very real. Let's look at it. Now, Jesus now talking about, hey, tough time, all these things, you must face them, especially persecution, but according to God's will, to bless them. That's a 9 different deeds in this passage here, 9 different actions.Of love, loving your enemy.
所以其实说主要是叫我们要去要去面对我们的仇敌。在这里面呢确实有九个动作让我们教我们怎么去爱我们的仇敌。
So, you can read it again, the 9 deeds.
我们可以再读一遍。
Love unconditionally, the first one.
无条件的爱第一个。
Second is bless instead of curse.
第二祝福他们而不是咒诅他们。
Pray for those who mistreat you.
第三就是为那个恶待你们的祷告。
That's 28, verse 28.
28.
Right. And do not resist, that's in Matthew, chapter 43. And I mean chapter
543.
Right. Do not resist the evil.
不要抵挡这个魔鬼。不要抵挡他们的
enemy.
对对对，不要抵挡这个，不要跟他们这个。
Do not resist your enemy.
对，不要跟他们作对。终于想到这个词。
Not only don't, and also give to.
就是给他们，他们需要的时候给他们。
And lend them to.
If they
need money, lend them.
他需要的话借给他们。
And three times talk about do good to them three times.
而且有三次讲到说要待他们好。
Be kind to them, especially the wicked. Be kind to the person who really, really persecute.
而且善待那逼迫我们的，真的是逼迫。
Be merciful.
就是要恩慈。
Like your father, because God is merciful.
像我们的父恩慈一样。
That's why in the Ephesians chapter 2, chapter 3, it talks about God's love is bottomless.
在以弗所书第二章第三章里面，就要讲到。
How long, how high, how deep is God's love?
神的爱是真的是没有，好像是无，没有一个底的，它是长阔高深。
God's love is bottomless.
神的爱是没有底线的。
We must express our faith through love like Jesus.
我们应该要通过这个爱来表达我们的信心，像耶稣一样。
So, God is a God of who has everything to give, nothing to receive, because His love is bottomless.
神呢，他在神那里，他的爱呢是永远都是给出去的，而没有收回。
And when we are like God, we always giving.Because we are looking forward to the heavenly blessing. And,
我们像神一样的也是这样给出去给出去给出去，因为我们真正的赏赐是在天上。
Yeah. So on earth, we must know the blessing is so great in heaven, we don't need to worry. And also, God will provide us with the love and the strength to do that.
在地上呢，我们要知道我们在天上的这个大的赏赐，神会 给我们足够的供应，使得我们能够做到。
Okay, let's look at some of the other Bible, the about the calling of suffering.
圣经的其他的地方也是关于这个地上的苦难的。
The first one is the in Second Corinthians.
首先要看的是在哥林多后书。
Chapter 4:16.
第四章第十四节。
16.
十六节。
Okay, Alvin, you read that.
好的，我找一下，稍等。第四章。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心死一天。我们这至战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So you can see, you know, the Paul is emphasis the great reward too.Means whatever our earthly trouble is momentary.
在这里面呢，使徒保罗他也是强调，是让我们看见这个真正的这个天上的这个赏赐，而地上的这个苦难呢，都是暂时的。
This trouble actually is a test. So it will, if we pass the test, love the enemy.And bless them and give will achieve for us an eternal glory.
所以这个地上的这个苦难呢，都是暂时的。而且如果我们去祝福，去为那个仇敌祷告的话呢，我们却有这个天上极大永恒的这个祝福。
No comparison. Look about.This reward will far outweigh of the earthly suffering.
而且这样天上的这个真正的祝福呢，是远远是大过于这个地上的所经历的这个痛苦。
After you are in heaven in less than 2 minutes, you will say, "Why should I focus on the worthless thing?"
当你去到这个天上以后，你只要在天上2分钟，你就立刻就回想说，我以前我为什么要去眼睛去看那些毫无价值的东西
？That's eternally useless.
在永恒里面，那都是废物，那些东西。
The comfortable life, you know, the having a good time, all these things, you know, after we die is.Useless because God will not want us to give account.
就是那些追求这个地上那种舒服的那种生活，但是在天上是没有任何的这个赏赐的。
In the kingdom of God, in the next life to come, which is the true life, all this inheritance, this glory, this joy, and we.Totally outweigh all the suffering on earth.
在这个天上的话，像这些这么大的这些赏赐呢，这些真正的这个喜的这些，远远都是胜过，就是已经是超过了，就是我们地上所经历的这一切。
So that's why God wants us to give us the.
这就是主为什么。
Great blessing instead of the little thing on the
要给我们大的祝福，而不是地上的这个小小的东西。
And Paul continued to expound Jesus' teaching because Paul continued
继续了主耶稣的他的教导。
And Paul continued to teach us that that is the calling.Suffering is a calling.
保罗却继续让我们看到了这个经历这个苦难呢，却是一种呼召。
Every Christian must learn how to love the enemy, how to experience the suffering with joy.
去爱我们的仇敌，在这个经历的困难当苦难当中呢，要这个真正体验到神的喜乐。
Is a test of our faith. Is a training of our faith.
这是一个训练，对我们的信心的一个训练。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1:19.
腓立比书第九章。第十九章。
Chapter 1.
第一章第九节。
Verse 29.
第二十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 29.
Philippians, right? Duncan,
yeah, Philippians.
是腓立比书。第一章第二十九节。
Okay, you read the Chinese.
你们蒙召，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
好 ，Okay. Now he is talking about.
这里讲到
，We not only just believe in Christ.
我们不只是相信基督。
And save our soul will be saved, right?
我们的灵魂会得救。
But also, this calling is the also to suffer for him.Believe Christ is the first step. The second is, on earth, you're willing to suffer for him because the suffering is part of the plan of God to reward you.
这里面在地上呢，不只是说这边讲的是信服基督，而且是说是为他受苦，因为这个为他受苦呢，也是计划中的一部分。
In the original text,The Chinese Bible did not bring out the true meaning. The original text in Greek, it means it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ.
在希腊文的这个原文里面呢，中文还没有翻译到，就是讲到是说这是神他要给我们的。
Is 蒙恩，蒙恩就是 is a favor of God，
这是神给我们的一个恩
，to suffer for him so he can reward you，
给我们这个恩呢，让我们去为他受苦，所以这样的话，
because、
神才会、
In Chinese should be translated like this， because that is a favor of God。God give you this privilege, not only to believe, and to suffer for Him too.
所以这个不仅仅是那个讲到这个蒙恩呢，却讲的是说我们是为他受苦。
The privilege not only to believe Christ, because God give you this authority and power to believe in Him, and also God give you the privilege to suffer for Him.
神不仅是给我们这样的恩典的使得我们能够信主呢，而且神其实也给了我们这样的恩典去为他受苦。
Right, not everybody God will give the privilege, but God calls the Christian to love the enemy and to willing to suffer in persecution.
主耶稣呢，却也同样是让我们基督徒呢能够爱我们的仇敌，而且是为此为逼迫而受苦。
Because Jesus set the example for us already.
而且主耶稣就为我们做了一个榜样。
Where did Jesus set the example there? You have a good time entertaining yourself and focus on this earthly thing. None in the Bible.
在哪里有提到主耶稣说我们就是要寻求这个地上舒服的快乐的生活呢？没有一个地方这样讲。
The Bible emphasizes, be content with what you have, because you cannot take it with you. This is not our home. Our home is in heaven.
圣经上只是说这个就是你衣食这个足够了就可以了，因为这地上都是暂时的，不是我们的家。
God will provide you enough. The rest of time, you should spend on heavenly things.
神会给我们足够的供应，而我们却要把时间定睛在这个天上。 永恒的。
Chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, it says one more time.
第三章里面。
Verse 7.
Chapter, 对吧。第三章第七节里面还有这一个地方。
7 and 8, Alvin, you read it.
好的。这是我先前与我以为与我有益的。我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
Your priority of life change. Now you know that's not the end of the story. That is the next eternal living with God.
你的生命的优先顺序的就已经开始改变了，因为你要知道这为主活着这才是真正的。
What's important before focus on making money, take my company to IPO, now becoming not important.
以前呢我是觉得就是市场的东西很重要，把我的公司搞上市啊这些，但是现在我觉得一点都不重要了。
Because there's more important thing to do. Your time must spend to focus on God's will, God's plan.
时间放在神的旨意、神的计划里面。
Bring people to Christ.
把人带到基督里面。
Train disciples.
训练门徒。
And love the enemy.
爱我们的仇敌。
And the world needs love. The most thing God the world needs is love.
世界需要爱。
It's love.
世界
broken relationship.
世界需要的不是钱财，需要他们需要的是爱，因为这世界的这各样的关系都已经破坏了，破损。
Do not rely on the material thing. God wants us to focus on the heavenly thing, and He will provide our material thing to live.
不要看这个地上的东西，要看这天上的东西。地上的东西神会供应给我们。
Remember Matthew chapter 6:33, seek first His kingdom, the rest will be given to you.
记得在这个，在马太福音里面第六章第三十多某个地方的时候，讲到说要寻求神的国和神的义，这些都会加添给我们。
You spend time on God's thing, God will provide.The time you spend on Him, and God will provide the rest for your earth. You don't need to worry. The Bible says very clearly, Jesus 21 times, you don't need to worry. Do not fear.
你花时间在主里面，神他会供应我们。就说过他会供应我们。
You always have enough on earth.
所以在地上，你永远知道你会有足够的供应。
Verse 10 again is a calling to suffer for God on earth.
所以第十节也同样是叫我们是也是神呼召我们跟他一同受苦。第十节好的，使我好的，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
He is talking about participate.
这里也讲到
not only you know God to to resurrect and also to participate in his suffering.
而且这里面不只是讲到说主的复活，而讲到说我们去参与他的这个受苦。
And the 14, verse 14, Alvin, you read that.
第十四节这个地方，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
The focus not to win the prize of on earth. That's so temporary, so small. To win the prize, the big prize in heaven, God already has prepared for you, waiting for you to take it.
所以目的呢，不是在得这个地上的赏赐，是得这天上的赏赐，是主耶稣在天上就已经为我们预备了。
And not only that, verse 21.
不仅如此。在二十一节这个地方，他要按着那人叫万有归附自己的大能， 将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的形状相似。
Now our body,
现在
after we die, we change to be a glorious body. We become the children of God, live forever.
等我们离开这个世界以后，我们的身体就会改变的，和将来我们在天上跟主可以永远的活在一起。
So, you must be ready because Jesus said he's coming many times.
因为主耶稣说他随时都会来。
This is not interruption. This is the end.
这个不只说是暂停，这是真的是结束了，等主来的时候。
Everything must stop. Your big project will be stopped. When you buy a new house, will be stopped. And your plan to be rich will be stopped.
这你的地上的很多的东西都会停下来，你的大计划啦，这些东西啊，什么。这些都会停下的，你的项目都会停下的。
Be ready.
对，准备好了。
The people in New York in 911, they are not ready. They just went to work.
你看在纽约，纽约这个911的时候，那个大楼里面那些人，他们就没有准备好，因为他们正在准备去工作呢。
And the 3,000 people who died on that day are the richest.
而且你知道那三千人在那一天走的人，他们都是很有钱的人。
They didn't know that day is the last day of their life.
他们不知道这一天就是他们生命的最后一天。
That's why Jesus said, you rich fool, today could be the last day of your life.
这就是为什么主耶稣说，你这富有的愚昧的人，今天会是你最后的一天。
Remember, I'm not being negative. I'm just telling you what the Bible teaches.
我不是负面消极，而是我只是说这个圣经上的真正的教导。
Of course, I want you to know heaven on earth, but it doesn't work. Heaven is not on earth. Heaven is in heaven. Jesus said that.
当然
He'll prepare a home for you. Jesus said, I will prepare a home for you, then I'll come to take you with me.
当然我是希望的现在这个地上就已经变成是天上了，但是没有，主要是说将来，主要是说他在天上为我们预备，他在预备在天上。
And he'll come back, the coming back of Jesus is judgment time to determine the reward.
等到这个审判日的时候，他会决定这个赏赐。
For sure he will be coming back.
确定的他是会回来的。
So that's why we must focus what's our plan in this life is to love unconditionally and to save souls.
这就是为什么在地上呢，我们要把眼光要放在爱这个上面去拯救灵魂。
And withThe Holy Spirit power, we can do it.
而且带着这个圣灵的大能，我们能够做到。
That's why Romans chapter 5 said, the Holy Spirit live in us to pour out God's love into our heart.
在罗马书第五章第五节里面就讲到说，圣灵是把这个爱浇灌在我们里面的。
You cannot do it.
自己做不到。
God will empower you.Empower you to do.
神会给你大能，给你能力，能够做到。
God asks you to love the enemy to suffer, and also He'll give you the power and the strength to do that.
主叫我们爱我们的仇敌，他会给我们力量，给我们这个力量，能够去做到。
And in the Philippians again 4:13.
第四章第十四节是 14?
十三节 13.
十三节。
You read it.
好。Chapter 4, right?
Yeah.
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
So you can do anything. You can love your enemy. You can do because God will strengthen you.
完全。能做到靠着那个神加给你，你就能够去爱。
And also verse 11.
还有第十一节。
就这点。
好的。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Verse 12。
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
And God will give you enough.
神会给你足够。
Have enough, so you have enough money and time to serve God. Instead of rely on money, we rely on God to provide.
在地上，我们靠着神的供应，我们会有足够的。
The promise is that He will give you enough for sure.
神的
guarantee.
神的应许是他一定会给你足够的，这是他有保，他已经保证了的。
And also, God warned you.Don't be greedy.
而且神也提醒我们不要贪心。
And you will not be rewarded for that. You'll be punished for that.
因为我们不可能从贪心里面得赏赐，反而会受到惩戒。
And verse 19.
在第十九节这个地方。
You read that.
好的。我的神必照他丰荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
If you live out God's plan on earth to love people, to love enemy, and willing to suffer, no matter what, life will be some ups and downs. But if you accept God's plan,And that will great reward. And also in this life, you will have enough. God will meet all your needs according to the riches in Jesus Christ.
所以我们按照神的计划，就是在这个地上能去爱我们的仇敌的话呢，神他会给我们这个赏赐，也给我们充足的这个供应。
Because of the time, we don't have time to read Peter's. Because I prepared a sermon.To read the whole First Peter chapter 1 to 5, because it's all about how to suffer according to the Bible.
因为时间的关系呢，我本来是想说让大家一起来看一下这个彼得前书，从第一节到第一章到第五章里面讲了很多的地方，讲的说是为主受苦的那个内容。
So God prepared something much, much better for us beyond this life. God provided opportunity beyond this life.
神给我们的计划远远是超过了这个地上的。
So we read two more verses.
所以我们再多看两节经文来结束今天的内容。
The first thing is in First Peter, that's a five calling of suffering. God, we were called to suffer five times, but we don't have time to read that, but we only read it one. Read one, okay?
在彼得前书里面有五个地方提到是神呼召我们要去为主受苦。
And also five blessings too.
因为时间关系，我们只看其中一节。
Maybe next time we talk about it. Also five calling to suffer. This suffering is not in vain.Also five blessings on that too.
而且不只是说这是五个这个呼召我们为主受苦，而且其实也是五个，也都是提到神的祝福，神的赏赐。
This five blessing is mainly on the spiritual blessing in terms of faith, in terms of joy, and God actually will give us joy when we are suffering. And we'll
给我们信心，给我们爱，给我们喜乐。
And the power of love, God will give it to us.
还给我们这个爱的力量，在这个彼得
前书里面。But we don't. Next time we talk about,
我们可以下次再看。
We read one more time is that is God's will to cause to suffer, and that is part of the plan to give us the reward. And First Peter chapter 2:20.
在彼得前书。第二章第二十节。
Alvin, you read that.
好的。等一下我把它共享出来。 你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
Verse 21.
好，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
22.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂还不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
It says right here that you were called to suffer like Christ.
这里讲得很清楚，说你会因基督受苦。
That is the calling to be like Christ, to suffer.
就是呼召我们像基督一样受苦。
That's an example. Jesus set you an example. You must follow.
这是一个榜样，我们必须得要跟随的榜样。
Not only that, this suffering is not because you do bad thing, you suffer. It's when you do good thing, you still suffer.
这不是说是因为做坏事受苦，而做好事你也受苦。
God training you not to attach,
训练
not to attach to this word, but have faith in God and get a great reward in heaven.
训练我们，使得我们不会说是眷恋这个世界上的东西，而使得我们得着这天上的。
Yeah, so that is a great reward in your suffering. That is a calling too.
所以这个就是神的呼召。
And Jesus set the example of this calling.
主耶稣就是在这里留下了榜样给我们。
Okay, chapter 4, verse 1.
我们再看第四章。第
Verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself with the same attitude. When you do that, suffers,You're done with sin.
这里讲到说，如果说我们的心智呢，也有这样的心智当做兵器的话呢，我们肉身受过苦呢，就已经与罪断绝了。
And verse 2, you read that.
第二节，你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在适度上。度下的光阴。
Actually, suffering is good for you because you don't have time to sin. You don't do the bad thing.
因为当你受苦的时候，你没有这个你没有时间去做那些犯罪的事。
When you don't have money, you cannot sin. When you don't have the health, you cannot sin. That's a good thing.
当你没有金钱的时候，没有这个身体健康也不行的时候，你不会去享受那些欢酒宴乐的那些事。
Sometimes even you don't have a car, you don't go to the places of sin.
如果你没有车，你也去不了那些让你犯罪的地方。
So sometimes actually you should enjoy without car because that is a good thing.
所以有的时候你没有车，这也是好事。
See, and we must have attitude of Christ is that the Christ come to do God's plan, willing to suffer and train himself in faith and obedience.
所以主耶稣呢，他也是按照神的计划是为主受苦。
That is a blessing in disguise.
这是一个化了妆的祝福。
And also verse 12, Elvin, read verse 12.
我们再看第十二节。亲爱的弟兄，有火的试炼临到你们，不要以为稀奇，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
13.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在 他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
14
你们若为基督的名受辱骂便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
So Peter said, the Bible said, do not be surprised, do not be shocked,
so,
that some fiery ordeal will happen to you to test you.
所以彼得在这个圣经里面讲的是说，不要感觉到稀奇，有这个火炼事件临到你的时候呢，不要觉得是很奇怪的事。
On the contrary, you must pass the test and be happy that God will provide the strength for you to suffer, to participate the suffering of Christ.
倒要欢喜，因为神的能力会在你的身上，使得你能够经过这个试炼。
Because in 17 it says, judgment will come, God will come.
审判会来到，后面有讲到。
Either you are, the 18 is, either you are very safe, or you receive a rich welcome, great reward in heaven. 18.
第18节里面讲的是说，如果你是希望说到时候你就是仅仅得救了，还是说你想希望到时候去到天上的时候却有荣耀的大赏赐在等着你呢？
19 is, we'll continue to follow God's plan, even suffer for God, give our time to God, continue to do that, and trust the reward will be great.
第19节确实提到就是说我们就是继续去行那些在神眼中为善的那些事情。So I missed that part. Can you?
That's okay. The Bible already said it clearly. We continue to do that, not only one time. We continue to do that. We cannot do it. We continue to do that.
不只是一次，我们就持续的去做。
God knows we are limited. We are weak, but by the
知道我们有限。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do all things.
但是靠着圣灵的能力，我们在基督里面，我们凡事都能做。
In conclusion, is in the James chapter 1, we read it many times.
我们读这个雅各书来做总结。
Verse 2, Alvin, you can read that.
好的。Is it chapter 1? Sorry, don't.
Chapter 1, verse 2.
Okay. 稍等一下，我再翻。我们的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Verse 3.
因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功。使你们成全完备，毫无劝切。
Okay, in this life, if you endure, right?
所以在这个世界上，
you consider all the suffering a pure joy because God wants to reward you. God wants to reward you.
当作是大有喜乐的，神会给你赏赐。
Because of the trials, the tests, then you have faith, you have love.Love the enemy,
经过忍耐
and you pass the test.
你就有信心，你就经过了这个试炼。
You become mature through the Bible,
你就更加的成熟，有圣经
and complete,
来坚固你，使得你更加完全。
So in this life, you have joy, you have faith, you have love, you become mature. In the next life, even more.
所以在这个地上，你有的有喜乐，你有信心，在天上你会还会更多。
Verse 12, that is the reward in heaven again.
第十二节又是讲到这个。
Alvin, you read it.
好，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
That's a promise of God. You will have crown of life.
这是一个神的应许，你会有生命的冠冕。
Fix your eye on the eternal blessing.
把你的眼睛定睛在这个永恒的祝福里面。
Not the temporary earthly comfort.
不是暂时的地上的舒适的安详的生活。
God does not want you to give you the little thing. He wants to give you the big reward.
太微小了，而神要给你的是大的赏赐。
Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
我们要定睛在天上，而不是在地上。
Store up treasure in heaven, not on earth.
积财宝在天上，而不是在地上。
And continue to face the challenge and suffering.With joy, with faith, and continue love the enemy, the one who persecutes.
而继续带着这个我们的信心、我们的喜乐、我们的爱去面对这个仇敌的这个逼迫。
It's like Christ, everything to give.
就像基督一样
，everything to give.
就是 everything to give.就是给出去的这一切
And more blessed to give than to receive.
而且是施比受更为有福
And all the suffering is a calling, is no option. But if you do that, there will be blessing on earth and also in heaven.
这个患难不是说是可选的，而是那个，而是必须的。如果我们去行的话呢，去面对的话呢，我们会有赏赐。
Not only on earth, mostly in heaven too. Mostly in heaven too.
大部分都是在天上。
If we don't do that,
如果我们不愿意去做
we will be just barely safe because we have nothing to give account to God.
我们如果是不愿意的话呢，那我们可能最后就仅仅得救而已。而且到神面前我们没法交账。
May God bless His word, and also we must practice to love the enemy, face the challenge, face the suffering.
一起来操练，来面对这个患，面对这个苦难，来面对这个逼迫，面对我们的仇敌。
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. 赞美我们的神。